Audio Gravity, 10th of June 2009. First link is docdropx.com. It's a Mac OS X application that lets you share files fast. That's the very first line of it. Does it do that? I don't know. I've not tested it yet. The only reason why I mention it is because I've racked up about four or five of these this week. And the reason why, I had a problem yesterday with Coda from Panic Software. If you know Panic Software on the Mac, they make beautiful design, layout programs, and they've won many awards from Apple because of it. Most of their stuff is pretty darn good, and I never really have that many problems. But once in a while on Coda, if I upload a file, do a Command S to just save it away, and you just think it's gone and done, I've had it on the odd occasion where it's uploaded a 0-byte file, and I've lost the file and have no backup. And it's got me quite concerned as to why that happens. So I think it's probably to do with the amount of upload I'm using from all of my backups, stuff that I'm using. I use SugarSync, Carbonite and various other ones to upload them into various places, and I think that the bandwidth gets quenched so much that it just doesn't make it through and just panics and just writes, you know, times out and writes away a 0 file, or keeps the connection open and then dies and just thinks that it's received it and writes nothing into it. I don't know why, but it's quite scary when it happens, especially when you've been working on something for half a day. Luckily, I had a backup copy of the file and just had to replace the changes, which I remembered because obviously I've been working on them. This supports FTP, Flickr, WebDev, WebDAV, SCP. So you've got a lot of... I like the idea of dropping a picture into this drop doc and it goes straight onto Flickr. I think that's pretty neat. There's a load of applications like this that I mentioned over the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to put them in a blog post. I'm going to test three or four of them and see which one's, you know, better than the other. Again, we've got that problem like Twitter clients, that there's five programs and they all do something the other one doesn't. I really wish that programmers would look at what else is on the market, put those features in, and then build on top of it. Put their branding, their statement, their feature set that they want on top of it, but provide the ones that are out there already. Otherwise, it's just massive duplication, and people coming into the computer world who've never had a computer before, they, you know, you defy questions back and forth across the internet. You know, which one's best? You know, which one to do? And it really comes down to serving a purpose. You know, you have to select one of these to do a certain thing. Next link after that mega rank is rant is over on Colcasac, colcasac.com. They've got these beautiful sleeves for your MacBook Pro all the way up. And it's like a little sort of hemp sort of fleecy thing made out of burlap. Beautiful looking. And they do two of those. They do a messenger bag and this sleeve. And I just love both of them. And if you want to be my best friend forever, you will buy them for me for Christmas. Thank you very much. Next link is over on nsgn.net. Simple speech synthesis for Mac OS X. What do you have to say? What I like about it is very simple, little application. There's loads of stuff like this already floating out there for the Mac. I used to use one that had like a robot voice and all that sort of stuff, and it saved it as a WAV file. That's pretty neat. But I was thinking that there must be a way to pipe some of this stuff into, say, some sort of program that posts on audio, but I'd like to see that. Next link is motionbox.com. What I like about Motionbox is I heard about them through a video regarding lots of people who were in the industry of moving stuff around, and they were getting quite concerned about how much stuff was costing to host in the cloud. What I like about Motionbox is that they've got this really strong HD offering, and they're reasonably priced as well. They're sort of, to me, they're coming across as how Flickr did 3 or 4 years ago, a very strong offering, and I can see them being very good for HD, as well as SmugMug. SmugMug have got a great HD service as well for full quality .movie files. If you're looking for somewhere to upload HD video somewhere where you've got no worries about bandwidth limitation, check out either one of these. And this last message, last link URL, new MacBooks can boot off the SD card slot. So this opens up the possibilities of running, you know, mini Linux operated distros off the SD card, so you can do maintenance or upgrades, or even build your own distro for doing, you know, live streaming or something like that. All right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.